Fellow Freedom fans, back with very heady conversation just before we went to the break. We appreciate Rory Calhoun, and you can talk to him at Rory Calhoun through his email, rorycalhoun08@yahoo.com. You can do that. I'm going to be communicating with him over the next several days and weeks and things like that, just to give him some information about things that are going on here. Other things are going on that are important. Whether you know they're important to you, it's very important. This healthcare thing, it's not just about healthcare management. It's not just about that. There's a war going on, folks. There's a civil war happening in America. There's a civil war going on with America, through America. There's a civil war going on, and a shot is not being fired. It's figurative, sort of a shot of hypodermic needles or something like that. Fines proposed for going without health insurance. Let's see what this new thing is. This is from the Associated Press from Washington. The report is Ricardo Alonso Saldivar. So from Americans would be fined up to $3,800. Americans, that's everybody, whether you're involved in commerce or not. Whether you're involved in commerce, interstate commerce, or international commerce or not, Americans would be fined up to $3,800 for failing to buy health insurance. Under a plan that circulated in Congress on Tuesday as President Barack Obama met Democratic leaders to search for ways to salvage his health care overhaul. This is a David Carmichael-ism here. I'm going to give you a David Carmichael-ism. It's a funding stream to pay for your cash for clunkers. Somebody asked somebody the other day, he had a new clunker. Suddenly he didn't have a clunker. And I said, I'm not going to ask if you utilize the cash for clunkers thing. Because he's a guy who makes comments about whether or not that the social state is what is constitutional and things like that. So and it was sort of a reproof. It was a gentle rebuke is what it was. And it was kind of one of these things like, what are you doing? If it's wrong, if it's evil, if they are using it as a mechanism, as a pretext and a reason to enslave everybody in America in a joint slave pool globally, if that's what you think is going on, don't participate in it. You're partnering with it. I mean, choose you this day which society you're going to participate in. You know, Joshua said to the children of Israel and Judah, he said, and all the tribes, he said, choose you this day whom you will serve, but me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So we have to look at this. Is government a minister of God for our good, for the protection of those who do well and the praise of those who do well and the punishment of those who do evil? Or is it a minister of mammon for the advancement of America's prosperity, so to speak? Is it merely a tool under the control of the global banking industry and the global business industry? Is that what our government is today, and you're merely our participant? What's happening is, don't call it a government of the people, by the people, and for the people unless you're going to take some ownership. You're either going to have to admit there's a global fascism going on. It's going to fulfill its goals through global socialism. And if that's what you want, that's good. Well, so be it. The problem is that fascist, socialist, mammon-worshipping machine is ultimately going to take those who actually have confessed their oath of allegiance to Jesus and the New Testament teachings, Old Testament, New Testament combined from Genesis to Revelation. Ultimately, it's going to come and very squarely persecute those who have their trust in the Lord. Now, this sounds extreme, like religious extremism. I'm an extreme Christian. I'm telling you that's what's happening before our very eyes, and I'm going to give you incidences of this, where somebody else, because of the pragmatism of... What did President Bush say in January 2007? He said, the government has been called for these purposes, to extend the nation's prosperity. You silly goose, that's true if you're a pawn of the IMF. If and those guys who are running that little mechanism, if your government and you're their tool, then you have been called to extend the nation's prosperity. But I mean, the founding of this nation was to secure these rights. Governments are instituted among men, driving their justice. You see, justice, not mammon, but justice. That's righteousness, comes from God, deriving their just powers by the consent of the people. See, we're going to be held accountable for that for which we've consented. Yes, I'm on a tyrant here, a tirade. I'm ranting. The number here is 888-850-1872. Hello, all Americans, whether or not they're involved in commerce, are going to pay a fine for failing to buy health insurance. I'm not going to be doing a health insurance plan with the beast. I can't do it. I can't partner with a minister of mammon. Minister of God, I can support. Minister of mammon, I can't. So what's going to happen to me and my family and my posterity? Oh, you're too bad, so sad. You're not cooperating with the socialist norm. You need to be eliminated, you useless eater. I mean, that's where we're going. That sounds extreme, folks. It's happening incrementally. President George H. Bush, whatever his name was, I don't know, the elder in 1991, they complained vehemently of his addressing students. He no way came close to spouting literally a political agenda, indoctrination, and kind of like a political agenda euphoria over his audience. He no way came near to what the current president of the United States spoke. It's because it's happening incrementally. He was the guy who mentioned the New World Order and a new UN who is going to keep this world peace. He was elated. He was giddy over it, the New World Order. So we're here in degrees. And because we're in America, we have to have a crazy show like this on the Liberty Works Radio Network. If we were in Soviet Stalinist Russia, we would have a prayer meeting over the pray for everybody who's being killed because we're not conforming to the status norm. And then, of course, we'd be killed before the next broadcast. I don't know if it's going to go that far. But it sounds extreme, folks. But my problem is, I was planning on talking something else until I started reading this thing. And I'd read an article, and I start chasing back to the organizations that are involved in these things. And I'm telling you what, man, we are there. We're really in a place that's been forecast prior to this day. If you will read the rest of the forecast, it's going to get ugly. I will tell you, historically, when I do look through the Bible, there are times when there's a catastrophe forecast that, hey, man, this is what's happening to you because you have begged for it. Well, oh, you know what? You did a reverse on your course. You know what we can do? We can save your generation from facing this catastrophe just because of your righteousness, your right behavior. You're taking ownership for your situation and doing the right thing. So I can see historically how that's worked, and I can learn from it. I can also look historically and see how people have just embraced their self-gratification modes and just appeased themselves, really at the cost and at the death of their offspring. And I'm telling you, it was a very unpleasant effect, and it affected everybody. There's a guy named Jeremiah, really nice guy, really righteous guy. Man, he ended up dying. Very uncomfortable situation. Let's see. This thing says, as Mr. Harry Reid says, that we're re-energized. We're ready to do healthcare reform. We're ready to go. Let's see. Nancy Pelosi insisted, I believe that a public option will be essential to our passing a bill in the House of Representatives. Now, I wonder what they're going to do, even if there isn't a public option. Is it, you know, it's still incrementally. Oh, we staved off the public option. Yeah, but you got this crazy healthcare bill that has taken control of an entire healthcare insurance industry while you weren't looking. It's just incrementally. It's incrementally. So what are the effects that this thing's going to have besides fines? I'm going to go to an example of what's happening in the United Kingdom. All these United guys, United Nations, United States, United Kingdom, New World Order, all that kind of stuff. Let's make a name for ourselves. The doctors, here's an article that came out of, I'll have to look up I think it might have been the BBC, but I'll double check. The attached image is a picture of, let's see who it says. Oh, I saw this picture of a very beautiful little baby born prematurely and died solely because he was denied treatment by the NHS. So that's the equivalent of what you're going to be seeing with the healthcare Politburo that's being introduced in America as we speak through Congress. If societies are judged by how they treat the weakest, ooh, that's biblical, and most vulnerable inside their society, then nations with compassionate, socialized national healthcare plans are surely damned. The leftist who promotes such insanity, who wrote this? Never think about the facts, okay, that some, okay, let me just get to the point here. We're going to talk about the facts of this situation. There was a baby who was born prematurely, so to speak. He was born just 2 days prior to his 22nd completion of 22nd weeks of gestation. So 21 weeks, 5 days into her pregnancy, this lady delivered her baby because of a situation that came up that caused this to be born early. I know a lady who fell down a stairwell when her baby was just over 20 weeks old. We had a recording here on this show. Somebody was aborted at 20 weeks old 30 years ago and was given saline to be killed and expelled. And she's living today and is singing national anthems all over the place and stuff like that. So medics allegedly told her that they would have tried to save the baby if he had been born just 2 days later at 22 weeks. In fact, the medical guidelines, and we've read from the healthcare bill, there's going to be a committee that determines what the normal, generally accepted care is, whether you're eligible for the normally accepted care. Remember, they didn't say, Mr. Obama said, it's not going to provide for abortion. It doesn't say it provides for abortion. It also say it doesn't provide for cardiac care. It doesn't. It doesn't apply for amputation. It doesn't even say it'll take care of amputations for kidney patients or something like that. It provides for nothing, just like it doesn't provide for abortions. In other words, it does. It provides for everything that a kind of a healthcare Politburo determines generally accepted services will be. Now, here's an example. This is what's happening today in one of our global partners in this new world order. Said the medical guidelines for health service hospitals state that babies should not be given intensive care if they are born at less than 23 weeks. The guidance drawn up by the Nuffield Council. Oh, this is privatization or what? It's an NGO who is influencing government. It's not parliament, is it? The guidance drawn up by Nuffield Council is not compulsory, but advises doctors that medical intervention for very premature children is not in the best interest of the baby. Which baby? This wouldn't stand up in a court, folks. This is sick. And it's not standard practice. So they were going to invoke their standard practice as murder. If a man knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. That's a biblical take. Declaration of Independence will say the government is instituted to protect life. You know what the government needs to institute? Prison time for these people. James Paget Hospital in Norfolk, that's in England, refused to comment on the case but said it was not responsible for setting the guidelines relating to premature birth. So the doctors, not the hypocritical oaths, not the Hippocratic oaths, are essentially taking a viable human being who could use some medical care. There's a lot of people that will not be viable if no medical care is given. I don't care what their age. And these people are deciding, no, okay, we're just not in the baby's best interest. Who decided that one? Under whose rationale? From whence did that come? This is happening on our watch. Alert here, folks. Liberty Works Radio Network, we're going to do our best to stick with this at great sacrifice. If you're sitting along taking a ride, know what we're doing, and you're sitting back on your haunches and your wallet, you know you're going to get uncomfortable. It's going to injure your back ultimately. You need to get on board with the Liberty Works Radio Network, folks. We've got work to do. We're doing it. Let's see who will partner with us.